So, Father Van, thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie and telling me about what you're doing.
Thank you for inviting me, you know.
Thank you. What inspired you to take on this tremendous challenge? Obviously, it was the organ, but it's a big challenge for you to do. Is running something that comes naturally to you?
Well, actually, I'm walking. I wanted to show my commitment to St. Mary's. And I thought the best way is walking the talk rather than talking about how wonderful university it is. Walking is evidence that I'm committed to the university, to making it, to help the development which the Vice Chancellor has in his mind. And when I heard that the organ has gone silent in the chapel, I thought, well, let's see if I can raise funds for that. Because a chapel without an organ is silent, that's bad. If we can get an organ, and we will get an organ, then not only will the services improve, but they'll be able to have recitals for the local community. And my dream is to round the organ to set up a choir for disadvantaged children in the local area, a bit like Gustavo Dudamel has done in Venezuela for the older children, and Leeds Diocese has done in the north of England. Because children want to belong, and if they can get them to belong to a choir, they acquire all sorts of virtues and skills, self-discipline, working, arriving on time, appreciating others, working together as a team. So it's a wonderful way of shaping their character in the future.
So I love chapel music. I have two sons who are choristers at Whitgift School.
Oh, brilliant.
And as a parent, it was the greatest thing to listen to your child open once in Royal David City without any accompaniment, and then the rest of the choir join in. So it gives a parent great joy, I think, and it will bring an organ music and chapel music is just so sensory and so stimulating and just does make you feel wonderful, doesn't it, when you listen to it?
Absolutely, yeah.
You're a musician yourself. Do you play the organ?
No. I am like so many English cricketers. I know what I should be doing and I love it, but I can't do it.
No. It's quite hard, isn't it? I tried to learn to play the piano and I could never get my left hand and my right hand to coordinate. Each one, they just went to work together. They wouldn't work individually. So I gave up at grade two.
With organs, you also have to use your feet at the same time. So it's using all four.
Absolutely. Really. So you have to be terribly coordinated. So you're walking.
I was at Westminster Cathedral for four years. So I got used to fantastic choir and fantastic organ music, you know.
There's nothing like it. The way it heightens your senses when you're in a cathedral or a church and you hear the organ music, it just gives you goosebumps. And so it's a wonderful thing you're doing. So you're walking these laps. How long is it taking you every day?
It's almost 4 hours. I walk something like, you know, a circuit, 400 metres, about 4 minutes. So it's about 100 metres a minute. Today I've done 29 so far. So it's just under 4 hours a day.
Absolutely. And what's going through your mind when you're walking? When I run, I listen to music. Is there something, are you listening to something while you're walking to inspire you?
I tried that for a while, no, but I think pray, sort out things in my mind. I've got a couple of days of recollection I've got to give. So how shall I shape it? So it's trying, you know, thinking and talking with God, basically. And it's quite, I mean, this afternoon we've got school children here, but just to see them practicing and seeing how different the children are physically, and therefore mentally and intellectually and, you know, socially, and all sorts of differences. And what will their future be like? And, you know, how can I help them by doing what I'm doing and so on? So it's been going through my head. It's like a day of recollection, you know, looking around the trees and the university, thinking about the future, what it will be like in the future. It's a brilliant university now, but it can have even better potential if we can get behind it and get support.
I think you're right. It's a great, when you walk, I find that you get your mind sort of gets into gear. Sometimes the exercise in your body starts to say to your mind, come on, wake up, think, use all your attributes, all those sensory pathways. And I do a great lot of thinking. So it's wonderful that you say you're doing that, because you're not wasting your time. You're probably making even better use of your time because you're walking and you're thinking at the same time.
Exactly. It's possible to do both at the same time.
Yes, well, see, we can do two things at the same time. We decided that now, if he's not playing the organ or the piano. Finally, I was going to say to you, how many laps have you got done so far, and how far have you got to go?
Well, I've done a third. So I've done 28, I think it is, which is just over a third of 83.
So it's because you're 83 years old, is it this year?
Well, I'm 82 years, seems like I say, I was born 82 years ago, but I'm 9 months in my mother's womb. So I've been alive on this planet 83 years.
Nice one.
I've been a priest for 52 years.
Yes.
That's why I decided to do 52 laps 83 times.
Yes, well, we have already done a story about you initially when you started, but we're going to do some more about you, and we'll run this interview on our Twitter feed and Facebook so people can listen.
Yes, and encourage people to support us. The whole idea is to raise funds, and they can support it by going to Father Vlad Just Giving or going to St. Mary's website, and on it there's a clear way of transferring money into the account.
That's brilliant. And how much have you raised so far?
I think it's something like 40,000 so far.
40,000. So you're going great guns.
It's getting up. It's probably 400,000. So it's something like 10% we've done so far.
So you're going to continue.
I'll carry on for at least another couple of months because, you know, to do 56, I can't walk every day because the track is used by schools and other sporting activities sometimes. So it'll take a couple of months at least.
And do you have anybody come and join you when you're walking around?
Yes. A chap was with me yesterday. He's just come out of prison. I was looking after him before he went into prison. So he's come out and gave me a couple of laps. And members of staff have walked with me, and friends of mine have walked with me. Adrian Childs, I was on the radio with him, and he promised to do a whole day with me. So probably after the Euro 2020s are over and he's got spare time, I hope to have him with me for about 3.5 hours, which would be fascinating.
I was actually saying, once we've moved house at the end of this month, I'm hoping that I might be able to join you as well, because I love walking.
Absolutely. And I'm very happy. And invite your listeners, if they would like to come along, if they can contact me to make sure that I'm around, because I walk sometimes morning, sometimes afternoons, depending on what's available. But it'd be lovely to have people here walking with me.
Well, that's a lovely idea. And I'm very good at talking. So probably after 3.5 hours of me talking, you might be glad to get rid of me, but I would love to join you. Wish you so much. And just one last question. How have you managed in this heat?
Well, I cover myself. I've got a cap and I've attached a handkerchief to the back of it. So it covers my neck, and I've covered everything. One day I rolled my sleeves up and ended up, my arms looked the same color as the track, red hot. So It's you have to cover yourself completely. And every 10 laps, I stop and hydrate, take three good mouthfuls of water.
And how are your feet? Have you got blisters?
Excellent. Yes, no. My early work, I had blisters, but then a very good couple I know who are experts on these things bought me a couple of pairs of shoes, which are absolutely brilliant. It's like walking on air. One's it's called Brooks, and the other is a Swiss design called OC on Cloud. And absolutely no blisters, no sore points. It's unbelievable. When you have really good footwear, it's a completely different experience.
Well, that's good. I'm glad your feet have survived.
And I changed them over day. So they say you shouldn't all have the same shoes. So, you know, Today I'm Brooks, tomorrow I'll be OC.
It's good to change your shoes because it brings in different muscles. So it gives one set of muscles a little bit of a rest, and then you change the next set of muscles the next day. Father Vlad, thank you for talking to me. It's lovely. It's inspirational what you're doing.
Lovely to see you, Midge, and I might see you in the flesh on the track or something.
I would love to join you and spend some time with you walking the track.
Wonderful.
We can walk and talk together.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Same with your listeners. God bless.
Thank you, Father. God bless you too. Take care. Bye.